It was not strictly just a breakfast. Every beast knew this would be the one full meal they would have time for that day. Accordingly, they made it a good one. Gauss and Cook set up a cooking fire and began unpacking most of the food provided by Redwall. Humphrey and Dwink stood watching them. Humphrey voiced his disappointment.
Is that all they're going to do? Sit there stuffing their faces all day?
I thought we were supposed to be searching for Biscuit and Tugger What's-His-Name's missing son.
Samuelus butted in on the conversation.
You've heard the saying, an army marches on its stomach. You haven't? Well, let me explain. This is probably the last food we'll eat until tomorrow. Skipper tells me we're not too far from the five-top dock. So, if there's to be a fight, it's better to die with a full stomach than an empty one. Eat hearty, you younguns.
Gauss and Cook's baked flatbread over the fire. They were good at campfire food. It smelt delicious. Soon every beast was tucking into baked apples, flatbread, toasted cheese, and one of Friar Skirple's heavy travelling fruitcakes. There was mint tea or pear cordial to go with it. In a clumsy attempt to pay back Bosey for tripping him, Tugger Bruster feigned a stumble. Some of the beaker of mint tea he was carrying slopped over. It narrowly missed scalding the hare's head. The Gaussian Logalog made an exaggerated bow.
Oh, dear! I'm sorry. Are you all right, sir?
Bosey merely nodded.
I'm fine, thank you.
Tugger leered.
Almost scalded you, long ears.
The hare rose, slow and deliberate.
I've taken enough from you. Defend yourself, shrew.
Putting down his food, Tugger held up both paws, pads outward. He was smiling slyly.
I'd stand no chance against that sword of yours. Gaussian rapiers ain't that long.
Bosey passed the sword of Martin over to Skipper.
Oh, I'll no be needing a blade to deal with the likes of you, cully.
Tugger Bruster cast his rapier aside, commenting.
Aye, and I won't use my blade.